We read parts of section Zion already, or no?
I think we got like 2 pages in.
So maybe let's pick up page 37 in Ha'alakha. In Ha'alakha Munyanet V'olam Transcendanti Kval V'kval. Ha'alakha is not interested in a world beyond this, in a transcendental world. Olam haba hu olam shaket v'sha'anan. It's a quiet, tranquil place. Shekulo tov, shekulo arach, shekulo netzach. She'adam mekabel bo schar ha-mitzvos. She'asa ba'olam hazeh. Bram, en kabalat schar pula datit. Receiving reward is not religious action. Lefichach mevaker ish alechat olam ha-ri'ali. And for that reason, the Isha Halacha gives precedence. Bukhur is born first, so they give precedence. He gives precedence to this real world over the transcendental. Order. Ki hare kan yachol adam litzur v'lefol v'lasor peri. Rasham and be a delishanot sham dava. Call me Shatar for Arab Shabbos, Yochal the Shabbos. Shanucha Chamim, the Lashon Halacha the Moshe Misina, Kichata Shemesu Ba'aleho Tomus. If a person ate Chayla B'shogeg, for instance, and is Mafresh Achatos, and then dies, before he has a chance to be makel the chatos, so there's nothing you can do with that chatos. You leave it, tomus. V'choshe v'chatos tomus, and wherever the halacha, the Moshe Sinai is, that the chatos is tomus, v'osham, if it was an osham, yira ad sheyistoy, you let it graze until it gets a mon, v'yiblu dama v'lindava. But either way, both neither the osham nor the chatos are korev, after the Bailam died. So what is expressed in that halacha? Kol ha'ideya shel kapara mugvelet b'tchum ha'chayim ha'mamashiyim shel basav adam. The notion of atonement is restricted to the tangible life of someone who's still flesh and blood, shel guf v'neshama, ve'ein l'choderet, and it doesn't penetrate the reshut ha-transcendentiyut. Tu'udat ha-adam ha-dati, the mandate of a religious person, kucha b'asiyat ha-mitzvot, is bound up with doing mitzvahs, and that's only possible in this world, in the physical, concrete world. For that reason, because accomplishment is only possible in this world. So Mamela Kedusha distances itself from death. It has to be concentrated in the midst of pulsating life. Hakohen, Hanozer, Ha'azora, Hakotshim, Muvdolim Mitrum Hamisa. Kir Shel Barzel, an iron wall, an iron curtain, chotzeit b'neihem. Kedusha, hi kedushat ha-chayim ha-achshaviyim ha-artziyim. Kedusha, as defined in halacha, is the kedusha of current life, of earthly life. Amir Shoban Levi, B'shar Sha'ala Moshe Lamarim, Amir Malachi Asharas Ma'akadosh Baruch, B'Ivan Shalom, Mali Yolid Yisha V'Einenu, V'chulu. Amir Lo HaKadosh Baruch, L'Moshe, Hatzeh Lehem Tshuva. Amir Lefanu, B'Ivan Shalom, Tor Sha'ato Nosin, Limak Sivva, Anochi Hashem Lekach, Shatzisich Amarit Mitzrayim, Amir Lehem Le Mitzrayim, Yeradetem, Moshe Rabbeinu, addressing them, Alachim, Kavi Yachol. Amir Lehem Le Mitzrayim, Yeradetem, Lefaru Hishtabatem, which would lead a person to engage in any of those horrible behaviors. What's expressed in that Agadata? Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzeh Lemsur Torato L'Malachi Asharis Yitzuri Olam Transcendanti. Hu Masar Ta Torah L'Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to give the Torah to Malachim, who are creatures of a transcendental world. Hu Masar Ta Torah L'Moshe Shavidah Arza V'Hashkina Bein Bnei Adam Yosh V'Choshech V'Tzalmovas. The earth and bodily life, that's the turf of halachic existence. Rakel hareka hamamashi v'hamuchashi shel chayei olam hazeh yecholah Torah lehitgashem. Torah can only be actualized in the context, against the background of the actual, the physical, sensual world of olam hazeh. Malachim she'enam ochlem b'shosim enam mitcharim mitkanim. Malachim, they don't eat or drink, they don't compete, they don't have jealousy. It's the slogan of Yahadus. Hanishal, the Yerushalmi says, Harezim Maguna, if a Chacham is asked about a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, so that reflects negatively in him. It means that he didn't teach the halacha. He everyone in his orbit should know that the halacha pikuach nefesh. He should never have to feel the ashayla when a case is obviously qualifies as pikuach nefesh or even sofik. V'hashoel hareza shofik dom, and one who asks and therefore delays his reaction to pikuach nefesh is potentially shofik dom. Harambam, Bal Midat Tzimtzum HaLashon, Harambam, who so economized in speech, in language, Hivbad Dvarim B'Inyan Zeh. So the Rambam elaborates. V'Oso L'Smameh B'Chol HaShabbos L'Chol She'esh V'Sakona, Halam Adita She'ein Mishpeh HaTorah Nekomim B'Olam Ala Rachmim L'Chesed V'Sholam B'Olam Ve'elo apikosim sha'omim shezechil shabbos v'osu aleim akosiv omeg amani nesati lechem chukim lo tovim u'mishpatim lo yichyu b'hem. So the Rav here is underscoring something extraordinary in this Rambam. Hala madata, right? The Rambam says, first of all, the Rambam presents halacha. Also this mameh v'chil shabbos l'chol she'yesh bo sakana. You can't hesitate on account of Shabbos, right? If there's a Chol She'esh Bo Sakana, so whatever one would do on Tuesday, one has to do on Shabbos. If it's 5 minutes until Tzeis HaKochavim, but you ignore that. It's as if it's Kachol L'Chol Dov. Says the Rambam, what do you infer from that halacha? You infer something about Mishpatei HaTorah. The din of Pikuach Nefesh is megala something about kol haTorah kula. Right? That's when the Rav said earlier there in line 3 of this paragraph that halacha zohi sismata yahadut. Why? It's one halacha. No, the answer is it's not one halacha because the Rambam says that the din of pikuach nefesh is basically built into every mitzvah. The pshat in pikuach nefesh is that every mitzvah, again, I parakev you saw the atzeret for the exceptions, but that every mitzvah yields the pikuach nefesh. Right? Halamadita, you see that that's the Rambam's havana. From the Rambam's Divrei Agad here, Divrei Machshava, Halamadita, the din of pikuach nefesh. If the din of pikuach nefesh was sort of an isolated, discrete din, that pikuach nefesh in a clash overrides other mitzvahs, so then the din of pikuach nefesh wouldn't be megala anything about all other mitzvahs of Torah. If the din of pikuach nefesh is megala about all mitzvahs of Torah, so that means that it's not that pikuach nefesh is docha, it's that everything, it's built into every mitzvah, that Shabbos and every other mitzvah yields the pikuach nefesh. That's what the Rav means, that halacha zohi sismata yahadut. It's something which reveals the character of kol haTorah kula. It's, and again, that's what the Rav is saying, it's preoccupation with life in Olam Haza. Ein divrei haTorah mitnagdim l'chukei haChayim haMetziyut. It's impossible to imagine that the Torah clashes, opposes life. Ki lu hayu mitnagshim in Olam Haza. If they would have clashed, the vayu shalalim et erech hakiyum hamamashi, and then they would negate the value of life in this world, physiology, biology, ki az lo hichilu rachmim v'chesed v'shalom elazam u'nekama. The Rambam says if a person is mezalzel and didn't pikuach nefesh, so he's distorting kol haTorah kula. Again, because the didn't pikuach nefesh is built in to every mitzvah, and you see that's the Rambam's understanding from the fact that the Rambam says that the didn't pikuach nefesh is megalda that. Mishpatei haTorah are rachmim v'chesed v'shalom be'olam. Every mitzvah is that, because every mitzvah, ma'acholos ha'asurah Shabbos, every mitzvah yields to pikuach nefesh, because every mitzvah is there to foster, again, albeit obviously a certain type of life, but to foster life in Olam Hazeh. Safi pikuach nefesh l'ha'akel v'chol sveikos atu yochel l'harbos atu matirim. When the Rav writes this, he's referring to a case when he says that safi pikuach nefesh v'chol sveikos atu yochel l'harbos atu matirim. It doesn't mean in terms of whether something constitutes pikuach nefesh in the first case. It doesn't mean that if there's a 1 in 10,000 chance that this situation is pikuach nefesh, and that's what it means is, if something is pikuach nefesh, and there's only a 1 in 10,000 chance that this will save the person, but afal pichein, you do it. You would be mechal Shabbos if that's the best bet, the best effort that you can make, and it's going to be a sveka that will help. But afal pichein, if it's clearly, if it's a case of pikuach nefesh, it doesn't mean that v'chol sveka she'ato yochel laharbos. That you know, if you sort of can imagine, well, if this, all these things will happen, then there will be a sakana. No, that's not what it means. It means when you have pikuach nefesh, so then it doesn't. Then the odds don't count. It doesn't have to be at least a 10% chance that this Chilul Shabbos therapy will save the person, however slight the odds are, one does anything and everything. And he would command those who were attending the chole la'achilo suda pshuta, a regular meal. Here too, one has to read, again, the Rav says what he means here, but one needs to you always need to read and learn carefully. Pachas Pachas Megishir is a Gemara. Rav is not, he's not dismissing that. What Reb Chaim showed in the Shita Sarambam, and that what he passed in the Halacha was, that Pachas Pachas Megishir, again, the shear of on Yom Kippur, so for solids is a kasavas, a large date, and for liquids is melol lugmav. For kasavas, the shear for achila is uniform. It doesn't matter whether the person is a midget or whether he's like ognal habasham. It's a uniform shear. Mashen kane for liquids, the melol lugmav is you actually take a cheekful of that person. So the melol lugmav is variable depending upon the size of the person. So the one piece has it in a pachas pachas mikashir. What the Chaim showed in the Shita Sarambam is that pachas pachas mikashir is only intended for a case where right now the person is not a chodesh yesh masakana. But the concern is, let's say for instance on Yom Kippur, and that if he fasts, that the fasting could trigger sakana. Right now he doesn't have any, he's not Rachman Litzlan suffering from cancer or something, Rachman Litzlan, some terrible machla. No, he has a certain condition. But he lives a regular, he goes about a regular routine and conducts a regular life. But the concern is that his medical condition may possibly be stabilized, be destabilized, may possibly be exacerbated by fasting. So there, if the doctors say that pachas pachas mikashir will keep him sufficiently hydrated, and eating pachas pachas mikashir will give him enough nutrition, that they're not concerned, so you only give pachas pachas mikashir. What Reb Chaim said is, it's only in that context that the halacha is said. If a person is a cholesh yesh basakana, meaning it's not a question, will the tonus of, again, taking the example of Yom Kippurim, will the tonus of Yom Kippurim create sakana? But it's that he is already, Rachamana Latzlan, going into Yom Kippur, cholesh yesh basakana. So Chaim said, there, the halacha of Pachos Pachos Mekashir was never said. Again, most Mori Hora didn't understand like that. Most Mori Hora thought that even if the person is a cholesh yesh basakana, so then you ask the doctor whether they're confident that pachas pachas mikashir is enough not to exacerbate the sakana. And Reb Chaim showed in the Rambam that was wrong. That the pshat in the Rambam is that the pachas pachas mikashir is only if the concern is that the fasting will, again, using the example of Yom Kippur, that the fasting may trigger sakana. But if he's already a cholesh yesh basakana, so then there is no din of pachas pachas mikashir. Why? Because the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos that when you have a cholesh yesh basakana, so you do kol tzrachav on Shabbos. And the Magid Mishnah says, the Lashon HaRambam clearly indicates, afilu ein b'meniyas hadov sakana. That if someone is a choler sheyesh bo sakana on Shabbos, so any bona fide tzorich you attend to, without looking to assess whether withholding that would contribute to sakana. So Reb Chaim said, avada, for a person to eat normally and to have normal nutrition and normal hydration, as opposed to the more limited hydration and nutrition of pachas pachas mikashir, avada, that's a tzorech of a chodesh sheyesh vas hakana. That's what the Rav says. V'chaim yishbis lo pasam yom ta'alacha shemachil chodesh sheyesh vas hakana pachas mikshev yom kippurim. If a chaim would have had a shayla about someone who's not a chodesh sheyesh vas hakana, but where the concern is that fasting possibly would induce sakana, so then there, of course, you do consult with a rofei mumcha as to whether or not pachas is enough to avert that possibility. Abba Morin Amadlin saw the Rasein Plach Kovna the Sharia Sham Bakodesh to assume a Rabbanus Nichnas Rabbi Chaim Lamokum Shenichnas, right? That's the idiom that Chazal used about the Kohen Gadol, right? The Kohen Gadol Nichnas Lamokum Shenichnas. Nichnas Rabbi Chaim Lamokum Shenichnas V'amalo Hinani Mitzavcha Hayom Lahora Salpi Hachra Osi V'nogea L'chol Sheyesh V'asakana V'yom V'kipurim Kikachu ike hadin. Famously, Reb Chaim used to say, when people would ask him why he was so mekel, so Reb Chaim would say he's not mekel in Shabbos Yom Kippur, he's machmer in Pigoach Nefesh. Mehalachot ke'elu noveh erech ha'chaim ha'artziyam al pi ha'ashkafa yisraelit. From these halachos, again, of Pigoach Nefesh, the value of earthly life, according to the Jewish Weltanschauung, flows. Ve'al pihen anu tovsin et kol ha'hadgasha ve'ha'atama shel chaye sha'a ha'bok'ot ve'olot mitoch torata shel ha'yahadut. And based on these halachos, so we can understand, we can grasp the emphasis and the coordination which Torah has with our temporary lives in Olam Hazeh. Chaye sha'an nehepachim l'chaye olam mitkachim b'kdushat ha'netzach u'mitalim. Because of the opportunity for Kedusha, for Torah, which exists in this world, so chaye sha'ah, temporary life, are transformed to chaye olam. Al pi tfisat olam zo, according to this world view, hinnu yecholim lahavin et ha-sirtut ha-muzor ba-ofi gedolei Yisrael v'anakei halacha. We can understand a certain strange character trait, right? Sirtut is when you etch a line, sarit la nefesh, la sitna b'vsachan, to scratch oneself, the Torah refers to as v'sarit la nefesh. So sirtut, when you sort of, if you're drawing a sketch of a profile. So there's something that would seem strange in among Zidol Yisrael, pachad hamavis, they had a fear of death. Isha halacha yarei lefakim et hamavet. The isha halacha fears death. Chardata kilayom tokefet alav mipkida lekida. Mipkida lekida. The terror of literally destruction, meaning the sense of death, presses upon him from time to time, the Loshon Pekidah from the opening mission in Nida. Adam chayv lekro ulehitabel al meto. Halacha kavash shiurei avelos. Why does one take kriya and why does one observe avelus? If the person who was nifter if the only perspective is that the person has transitioned to a better place, so have a party, have a celebration. So occasionally you hear about cases where that happens, but obviously that's a distortion of Torah. That's not the Torah's. The reaction that the Torah says is the correct one. You know, if you're taking your MCATs and you still have more answers to write and time's up, so it's not a cause for celebration. The time's up. You want to continue. There's more to do. Adam chayav lekol hitabel mito halacha kavashir aved shem mishal shadasa bereshon hamanator shiva shlosh mivis chodesh onen osu bekotshim ovel enu shemalach kavanos kol shiva. Again, everything to do with misa represents limitation, constriction. Kohen gadol nasa bepriya ukriya al meisel. That involvement with a mace contradicts the kedusha of the kohen gadol. Zechiras hamace vahehiru bo. Pogmim, they impugn, they encroach upon kedushas hamikdash v'hakohuna hagadola. Haberishanim parturat hakohen gadol minir gavelos. Kedusha mushrashat. Kedusha is rooted in and is intertwined with simcha. Me'ura begidim. V'smachta b'fei Hashem l'keichem shevas yomim. V'samachta b'chol hatov. Lifnei Hashem is identified with simcha, not with avelos. V'yisa ach sameach. Simcha hi semel hachayim harialiyim shehalacha mitgashemet b'hem. Avelos va'aninus tvuyot ukshirot, the way you spin a thread, ukshirot, and they're bound up im hamisa hamitnagedet lekedusha, which opposes kedusha. Misa ukedusha im shneksuv makrishim zeh zeh v'adayin lebo hakosov ha'shlishi v'hachriya b'neihem. Hagram yivilna Rav Yosef ber ish brisk demes ha'levi Rav Chaim b'no Rav Moshe ben b'no Rav Deyor ish Kujana, the Rav's maternal grandfather, lo biku me'olam bivatei kvaros. They never went to the cemetery. Lo shtatzku al kivei avos. Zichron hamaves hayam matridam yigiyasa matora. It interfered with their toiling in Torah. Sachli dodi harav Meir Berlin. Meir Berlin, later Bar Ilan, was the Netziv's Ben Zakunin. So he was the brother of the Rav's great grandmother. So there are a couple of greats in missing in that Dodi. Even though he was younger than his, I think, so the Rav, I guess, what was that mean? Great-great-nephew? I think he was younger than his great-nephew, the Meir Berlin. There was 50 years difference between the brothers, between Rav Meir Berlin and Rav Chaim Berlin. Sachli Dodi Rav Meir Berlin, so Rav Meir Berlin, I think, was around Bar Mitzvah when the Netziv, what was Nefta, and and Reb Chaim, who was married to his niece, helped raise him. Sachli dodi Rabbeinu Berlin, kipam nizdameinim Reb Chaim lepundik echad belibo al chof hayam habalti, on the Baltic shore. Bebokev bahir echad, one clear, bright, crisp morning, when he got up around sunrise, went out to the porch, Matzad Rebbe Chaim Yoshev, he found Rebbe Chaim sitting on the porch, Roshom Natun Ben Shnei Yadav, his head resting between his two hands, Mabaton Na'utz, his gaze was concentrated with Dindume Hanetz Hachama, the sunrise. Kulo Shakua, he was totally immersed with Chaveyah Ha'estetet, in the aesthetic experience of Machazek Kozmim for that this splendid cosmic vision, Kulo Velvates, and he was weighed down, Velvates Tachatz Masa'o in Chumash, right? Kulo Velvates. Tachat melancholia maflachat leiv, mefalachat leiv, atzvut koderet. He was weighed down by a sense of melancholy and sadness. Harabbi Lina chaz b'zorosh v'avichayim b'nianei abo. He shook v'avichayim's arm. Al ma'ata meitzer v'do'eg rabbi v'alufi. Ha'im dvar ma'a goem l'cha chalishus hadas, ken ana v'avichayim yishalacha. Hinani maharheh b'sof kol adam mavas. Isha halacha nehene mehadar hazricha ba'ofek hamizrach. He enjoys the splendor of sunrise in the eastern horizon. Umigavat hayam b'ma'ara, aval chavaya zor shayaba mashu mitiferet ha'havaya v'gil ha'kiyum. But this experience, which on the one hand contains something about, again, the splendor of existence and the joy of existence, heviato, it brought him lidei tuga, sadness, umar shchora. Yofi ha'allah v'hadarom mechad gis, on the one hand, the beauty and the splendor of the world, but on the other hand, Govel Hadam, the destiny of man, Hanehanem Mehod Mistavi Rak Onak Tzara Ha'afa Kachalom. He only can enjoy this mysterious splendor for a short period, which fleeting like a dream. Me'idach gis, on the other hand, nag'u b'meitarei libo ha'adin, it struck the chords of Reb Chaim's sensitive heart, shehugish b'chol ha'tragika ha'tzvuna b'tofa azo, and he felt that tragic dimension, olam gadol v'nehadar, this great, splendid world, v'adam k'tzar yamim v'sfar rogas. And man whose days are so limited. Yeah, I think you find these descriptions different places. You have it for instance, in the Piyut on Yom Kippur and on Asher Emasacha Ba'avisa Sehila. Emata Mavet. The fear of death, nahapcha kan liyagon chavishi, to a silent sadness. Letza'ar ilaim, to a mute suffering, ula'atzvot rakav anuga. Hama'utarim chavidat chavaya estetet amuka viromema. Bam, ha'adam ha'mishtabed l'chavaya niskava kazal, To have that experience, obviously, that doesn't mean that's not going to be found in a person who's the type who yearns to transcend this world. About the beauty of this world. She'ena ela bavua de bavua. It's a shadow of a shadow. When When Gitan talks about it, if someone hears a voice saying, kiss will get the ishti, so how do you know whether it's a person or whether it's a shade? So you see whether about the bavua and bavua, the bavua, the shadow, the shadow, the shadow. Eina ela, she'eno ela bavua de bavua shal havaya ila'a ustuma. Isha lecha, shehistakel b'karnei ha-shemesh harishonot, the first rays of the morning sun, behirhem v'yofi ha'olam, and contemplates the beauty of the world, v'afsuto, and the nothingness shal ha'adam, mitoch regesh ekstati, an ecstatic feeling, shal simcha muhula b'tugat, simcha which is adulterated with sadness, hu isha olam hazeh, isha mitziyot ha-belti ha-mitzayir ha-mityachedim kono, he doesn't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond vast horizons. Atufei, sod, enveloped, veraz, enveloped in mystery, ksumek, dushev, transcendental, ala betoch tocha, shal teva lumlo'a. The fear of death is because this world is where, again, as we exist now, the only place where a person encounters HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amarti lo ereko ko be eretz hachayim kilo sh'ol todaka moros yahalalaka chai chai hu yoducha kamoni hayom ov lebanim yodiya alam asach rashachas ki yom elat yudak shakal mechol yom lo omos ki echi avasav emasei ko hischane indovi melech yisrael lefnei kono ubat kolam the echo shal shirot halalu of these songs adayin bokaat still reverberates the chalolo shel olam ha'alacha in the space of the world of halacha. Ha'ideal shel ish halacha inenu gulat olam ayde olam lemalim imenu. It's not to, again, redeem one's life by connecting to trying to transcend this world. Ela ayde atzmo. But rather by having this physical world conform to the ideal world of halacha. Im adam Yisrael chai al pi halacha, v'chayim al pi halacha perusham, a hakarat halacha kshihila atzma. Again, understanding, delving, learning halacha again as its own self-contained ideal world, and two, v'hekesha el ha'olam ha'riali, hitgashmut ha'halacha, then applying the world and realizing, having the realization of halacha, az gu'ula tihiyala. And this is the way the halacha addresses the futile attempt of the ish hadat, right? The ish hadat who yearns for transcendence, which is impossible because we exist as guf and nefesh. But because halacha is brought down into this world, that's what the ish hadat is looking for in some transcendental space. So the Isha Halacha finds in this world. Olam Shafel Yachol Lehitromem LeMadragat Olam HaAtzilut. This lowly world can be elevated to the level of the world of Atzilus. which is closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Adam Yisrael Makel HaMashal, here we have to, these next lines are especially challenging here. Im adam yisom makel mashal dinei hashabbat vehilchos kedushas hayom v'chol dikikehem. Im hu meivin mitoch ha'amaka v'havana choderet ad ha'tohom. If he understands with depth and an understanding that penetrates ad ha'tohom, et gufei ha-Torah ha-mitrakmim b'soch masach ha-Shabbos ha-Malka, if he understands the gufei Torah, which are embroidered within masach ha-Shabbos, harehu ro'eh b'shkiyas ha-chama ba'arvei Shabbosos lo rak tofa'at tiv'it kosmit. So a person with that deep, profound understanding of Hilchos Shabbos, he'll see in the Shkia Friday evening not only a natural cosmic phenomenon, Elachizayon Chazion Ne'eratz Nigdash V'Nisa She'en Lemala Mimenu. He sees exalted, holy, elevated vision. Kedushat olam hatluya b'bias hashemesh. That the world, that the kedusha, which descends upon the world, hinges upon sunset. Uva hashemesh v'tohem. Let's just read this next story and then try to understand the Yom HaShem. Zuchurani, I recall, Kipam Yatzasi Yom Abim Mori B'Yom HaKippurim Lifnei Tfilas Ne'ila L'Chatzar Beis HaKnesses. They went out into the Chatzar before Ne'ila. Yom Bahir V'Tzach, it was a clear day. The ear was pure. Rach va'adin d'shil hikaita, at the end of autumn, malei negahod v'or natale iruv, full of light, but inclined toward shkia. V'shemesh stav anuga tavla b'kteh ha'marav. And the sun, as it were, was about to be tovel, to immerse in the edge of the western horizon, beyond the trees of the cemetery, beyom shel agaman upaz on this. Nana Rabbi Moshe ish halacha v'amar lo beish shkia zo kiriish shkia sachama b'chol yomos hashana ki alom mechaperes hi al ha'avon. This isn't the same phenomenon or shkia that occurs daily, because this shkia brings with it kapara. Yom HaKippurim mechila sachet v'kaparas ha'oven v'havaras parshat nitlagdu v'nitmazgu, they merged, they blended im tiferes v'hodor shel ha'olam v'im ha-chukiyut ha-sodit shal ma'aseh breshis v'nehefchu l'tofa'a kosmet chaya u'kdosha. So what's the idea that the Rav is expressing here? If spirituality is associated with something which is beyond this world, so then there's a very clear bifurcation between the natural physical world in the spiritual world. Right? The Kedusha is something which is, you know, a person attains by withdrawing from this world, from having as little as possible to do with this world. It's really belongs to some transcendental sphere. So then the natural physical world is totally removed from spiritual reality. But if Olam Hazeh, but that again, that is antithetical, right? That's the complete antithesis of what the Rav is explaining, is the worldview of halacha and the isha halacha. But if this world was created again, not for a person to transcend, not for a person to escape from, but for a person, this is where halacha, because the ideal world is brought down into this world, this is where kedusha is to be found. So then, the natural and the spiritual exist in the same Dalaramas. And that's what Moshe Soloveitchik experienced when he said, you know, that the same sun which can be understood, you know, purely in natural physical terms, but it's that very same phenomenon which is the source of Kaparas Ovam. And let's just try to finish this section. She said, "Tzadikim yoshim ba'olam habosh en ba'lo achil v'shsiya v'atrosem b'rashayhem v'nanim yizim v'ashchina." So what are they doing? "Aveim oskim b'atorah misyaches es l'chayim ha'gufaniyim ba'olam ha'shafel." Kamifl gebe m'sifta d'rikiyah, the Gemara Bava Metzia says that in Yeshiva Shal Mala there was a machlokes. In Beharis Kodemus l'seil lovan, first, the person develops the tzaras patch on the skin, and then the hair turns white. So that's a siman tumah. V'mseil lavan kodem lebeharis. If he had a white hair, and then on top of that white hair, encompassing that white hair, the beharis developed. V'mseil lavan kodem lebeharis tohu. That's clear. What if it's a safek? What if you don't know what the sequence was? Was it Baharis Kodmo? Was it Seil Lavan Kodem? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer Tohu V'kulu Masifta D'Rikia Amrei Tomei. So that's what the Gemara Bava Metzia says, that was the sugya in Yeshiva Shel Mala. B'Shoa She'olam Moshe L'mar Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Osek V'Pashas Parah V'Omer Eliezer Ben Yomer Parah Bas Shtayim. Egla Vashnosa, how old is the para supposed to be? Bori Omen, is Galion or the Lord is Galion? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who created the worlds, those revealed and not revealed. The Pamal Yishal Malva, Nishmas HaTzadik, and Kula Metaflin, Bebayas HaLoch, HaKshus HaMa'olam HaMukhashi, Bepara Aduma, Egla Rufa, Tzaras V'chayot Zebrahen. Ain heim uskim a transcendentiut b'sheilos shelamala min hazman v'hamalkom ela b'bayot hachayim ha'artziyim, earthly problems l'chol pratehim zutotehim v'dikdukehim zutot lashon small ukshal chazal amu shtem esri shas havi hayom, and chazal talis kaviyach what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's daily schedule is. Shalosh Rishonot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osek V'Torah V'Chulu, Neskamna L'Torah Zor Shenitna Lanu, Torah Metapel Zvedeni Mominus, Yisrael Biyah, Machol Sassur, Esgid, Mekidush, Lchamet Zimatz, Shof, Lulav Sukha, V'chein Ka Yotze V'hem. Hashkafat, and now that the Rav summarizes, Hashkafat Ish Hadat HaKlali, if you learn through 10 pages, so then you can condense it into one sentence. If you condense it into one sentence without learning through the 10 pages, you have no idea what that one sentence means.
Hashkafat isha dat ha-kali omeret ha-tachtonim nechsafim ela yonim.
The world view of mystical man asserts that those in the lower realm have this yearning for the higher realm.
U'tfisat isha halacha kavat elyonim kmehim u'mitgaga'im ela tachtonim.